From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. With her father in the military, Elizabeth Wright is the first to acknowledge that her childhood has been anything but typical. Each time her father's restationed, she's been forced to move around the world, along with her mom, four sisters, and little brother. For now, the teenager finds herself in Richland, Missouri. Producer Benjamin Hostie brings us Elizabeth's story as part of KBIA and the Columbia Missourians My Life, My Town project.
Being in a family with the military is different because you get more experiences. So, like, if somebody in the class is like, oh, have you been to the Grand Canyon? I'm like, yeah, sure, I've been to the Grand Canyon. It's like, oh, has anybody been overseas? Oh, yeah, I've been overseas. And I'm always the one that's holding my hand and nobody else is. So, I mean, it gives me experiences, but it also makes me different. I work in the children's library sometimes, and I actually work in the media zone a lot. I'm like the runner, I guess. And I have my Elizabeth's Corner, and if I like a book, then I put it out. It actually gets a lot of attention.
The library is now closed. Please collect all personal items and exit the library through the front doors at this time. Lights will be going out momentarily.
I was born in Tucson, Arizona. Then we moved to Virginia because my dad got stationed there. Then he ended up being sent to Egypt. So my mom decided that we'd move back to Tucson. After that, we got sent to Germany. And then I moved here. So I haven't moved that many places, but... When my dad's gone, we don't watch the news because my mom doesn't want to see anything about the military or something or bombing or anything. And that makes it real that something could happen, that one day we might get a call. And he's actually been blown up a couple times, I think twice, so he has a Purple Heart. He was blown up, and I guess that's kind of serious. I think I take it a little bit more seriously because I know that somebody that I know and love is over there fighting. When I was eight, about in Girl Scouts, we had that notebook that passed around, and you said your best quality. And everybody wrote down that they could come to me, and then I'd give them the best advice that they possibly could have, and that they would do it, and then it would be right. So I guess since then, I actually wanted to do that. In psychiatry, I actually wanted to go to help soldiers because of my dad, I guess. I wanted to help the soldiers who came back from the war and had issues that I think that I could help them with, either that or adolescents, because of my siblings, because I could help them when they weren't going through school.
Stay tuned to KBIA to hear more stories like Elizabeth's in the coming weeks. You can also visit MyLifeMyTown.org, where you can watch more than a dozen short documentaries on teenagers in rural areas. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.